G'day, it's Dave Williams here from Molloy. Happy Easter to you. I hope you're enjoying your Easter break. Thank you for being a subscriber to our podcast. Here's the thing, the show's not back for a couple of weeks, so after Easter and the holiday break, a big return of Molloy. But in the meantime, let's enjoy our week in review.
We started this short week with news of the return of the Gobbledog.
They're bringing it back. I don't know, was it popular demand or have they just decided, let's go back to basics and
maybe
do
it? It's a loved character, so people think fondly of the Gobbledog.
Go into your local fish and chip shop and order your chips like that.
Which led to our favourite advertising characters.
Mortine, Louis the Fly. Yeah. They can't kill him. Louis's been around for 50 years. I mean, if Mortine was
never
any
really
good,
it, to be honest,
you bring back the Milky Bar Kid.
The Milky Bars are on me.
Real fairhead cowboy, yeah, which I didn't like.
Didn't you?
Well, because he's blonde and I was kind of more dark and mysterious. Your Zorro type.
Listen, Kevin Rudd was dubbed the Milky Bar Kid at one stage.
He was. Yeah, do you know what he looked like to me, Kevin Rudd?
Who's that?
He looks like a character from South Park.
Seriously, Kevin, God damn it.
Nerilee Meadows joined us en route to India for the IPL.
I feel like I haven't had enough hotel quarantine.
So what can we expect from the IPL? Who's the Aussie who went for the record price?
Guy Richardson went for $2.5 million and basically said it was life-changing. That kind of money, Nikki.
Amos Gill joined us to chat about his new Melbourne Comedy Festival show and Prince Harry's new career path.
He might be a prince, but he's the king of the cucks. He does my head in, and now he's a wellness coach and a life guru.
Is this his job?
This is his job, is to be a life coach. Like, what can he possibly tell him? Like, here's my advice for you. Make sure your nan is a queen. There we go. That's what we've got.
A Queensland COVID cluster was traced back to a bogan origin.
A hen's night, a.k.a. a male stripper. But congratulations, Queensland, for creating the most bogan coronavirus cluster in the history of the world.
As a tradie, travels to Byron Bay for a hen's party.
All the girls have got it to you. They've got some explaining to do. We better get the contract tracing in. Please don't.
Claire Hooper joined us and outed her family bogan.
I don't want to call my dad a bogan. But Christmas, like, I finally got back to Perth, and the whole time I was there, he was wearing these thongs, like camo print, really raggedy edges.
Right.
Every single day, I'm like, Dad, what's with the footwear? And he goes, okay, well, I always found thongs a bit too tight. So now I buy them three sizes too big and I cut them down with secateurs.
Dave O'Neill dropped by after a comedy gig at Geelong's Potato Shed.
It's a community theatre. Right. And so on Friday, I rang to check how the ticket sales were going. And this guy answered and he goes, yeah, Spud Shed. I'm like, how's it going, mate? It's Dave O'Neill, the comedian. He goes, oh, yeah. And I said, how are sales? He goes, what? Yeah, pretty good. See you on Saturday night. And he goes, what? I said, is this the potato shed? He goes, no, this is the sponge shed in Gippsland.
Sales going.
Yeah. Desiree's are running out the door and Sebago's are doing very well.
Wednesday, Dr. Norman Swan joined us to help explain Australia's vaccine target shortfall.
Do you think our health minister, Greg Hunt, is an anti-vaxxer?
Regardless of who's in power in Canberra, the Commonwealth doesn't run anything. They're trying to roll this out through general practice, but they're never going to be able to catch up on the 3.4 billion behind. It's the states that can do that.
So when will I get vaccinated?
I'll make a phone call for you.
Maybe
I'm
sitting
on my place in the queue to get my life.
Titus O'Reilly called in with news of a delayed Switzerland World Cup qualifier due to a goal size discrepancy.
The goal was too big. It could make soccer more interesting, you could argue. The best was trying to fix it. It took them for ages to pull it out and then they got it stuck under the sand and had to get the police involved to help them.
One of New Zealand's finest comedians, Melanie Bracewell, joined us for the first time on the show.
When are you going to open up this stupid New Zealand bubble? I'm itching to go to New Zealand.
I know I do just under impression sometimes, but I am not the Prime Minister. I don't.
Does she love your impersonation of you?
I think so. I saw her a little while after the videos went viral and she said, hey, Melanie. And I thought it was like a fan or something. I turned around and I was like, oh, no, that's the Prime Minister.
Glenn Robbins dropped by and covered everything from gurus to jellyfish.
I was swimming in Western Australia. We said, let's go for a nude swim. And I got stung by jellyfish right across the... I'll be honest, the jellyfish probably thought it was some sort of predatory animal. So only if it was protecting itself.
Basically, just ended up being a lot of genital talk.
You're a very funny podcast with Dave O'Neill.
Oh, somehow related.
Somehow related. The topic of shaving your testicles came up. Dave O'Neill was on this program yesterday.
I was shaving my testicles for a vasectomy.
Right, okay.
Whereas Glenn just shaves them for fun.
That's fair. I think he's excused himself there. That's a legitimate reason to be...
It's 2021. We all do it now. There are people out there who are nodding at the radio, so you don't.
Yeah, I shave one side and comb over.
But in a week where one of the great bogan traditions, Australia stripper at a hen's party triggered COVID chaos into Easter, it's only fitting that we finish this short week with some more caller contributions to our growing list of bogan behaviour.
Holidaying Bali once and this father and son bogan team nearly wet their pants because a HQ went down the street.
I work in the Yarra Valley and there's a lot of utes. You see horrible plastic testicles hanging from the tow bar.
So a mate of mine thought he'd take the piss out of all the bogans getting Southern Cross tattoos, so he got the saucepan tattooed on him.
Known as funny. A Ryan's belt, I believe, in the
is
Northern
it?
Hemisphere.
Yeah.
My partner, we go to a nice restaurant and he goes and wears a bloody flanny and his thong.
My old man used to have an old Ford Escort panel van and he used to be able to pull the keys out of the ignition while he was driving and he used to then use the keys to clean his ears.
That is disgusting.
My dad, no matter where he is, whether we're in a five-star restaurant or down at the pub, if he's having a steak, he'll pick his teeth with a steak knife.